You can do research on the internet. You can shop, gamble, or buy tickets online. You can play video games, participate in chat rooms, listen to the Bulgarian Symphony, have access to the sublime, the ridiculous, and the nasty. But sometimes the internet allows very simple things to happen. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
During a basketball game at CW Post College on Long Island, Luana Nez, a senior and a member of the college's volleyball team, steps up to the microphone and speaks in Navajo. Then she translates.
I introduced myself with our four basic clans, and I just said hello to everyone, to all the Navajo people on the reservation, and just, I guess, to go forth with their education.
It's a sweet and most unusual recruitment strategy, broadcasting over the internet from a small college on Long Island back to the reservation in Arizona, where Luana and her family live. Susan Cassidy, a New York City police captain and a volleyball coach, recruited three Navajo women volleyball players 4 years ago. It happened by chance. She saw them playing a game in Las Vegas and convinced them to totally transform their lives. The girls lived miles from stores and restaurants. They had never flown in a plane. Luana Nez, one of the women, remembers even their volleyball beginnings were simple.
We just put up like some cheap old like broken down volleyball net, and we just got together. It was like a family thing when we just started playing.
Leaving the reservation was no easy decision. The two other Navajo team members are Wendy Begay and Christy Cook.
Everything moves so fast. Back home, everything is, like, you know, at your own pace.
Just going away was tough, and learning what college was about was kind of, you know, it was tough. Because at home, we knew everybody. Everyone knew us, and you know, like, we could go to anyone, and people really supported us as volleyball players and as people. I mean, just as, you know, community members.
Now that the young women are seniors, one is planning to be an elementary school teacher, one a journalist, and one a doctor. Police Officer Susan Cassidy, their coach, says they have worked for everything they've gotten.
Kids take 5 years to graduate, sometimes 6 years. And those are kids that are used to it. These guys had to adjust, you know, socially. You know, everything was different for them here. And they're also playing a sport, and these guys are all going to graduate on time.
Cassidy almost wishes they would take a few more years. It's not easy to convince someone from another culture to travel to a college whose name most people never heard of.
So I'd like to bring somebody back with the same kind of work ethic as these guys.
Cassidy, along with the commissioner of the New York Collegiate Athletic Conference, came up with an idea, broadcasting over the internet.
I figured if maybe we could broadcast back there and they could see how these guys were successful here, maybe we'd be able to bring them here to New York.
Who knows how many people on the reservation will log into the internet to hear Luana's invitation. One thing is certain, her experience has changed her.
It's just like I learned how to live in two cultures. So I had the best of both worlds.
Carmine Calzanetti, the commissioner of the New York Collegiate Athletic Conference, says this is no one-time idea. This week, there's a game at another college they plan to broadcast on the internet in Swedish. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.